World Youth Day, then, a pilgrimage of prayer and spiritual growth, a time to listen, learn and celebrate with Pope Benedict, the successor of St. Peter, but also, importantly, a time to put faith into action. That's the wake-up call from Caritas Internationalis, the Church's global confederation of aid and development agencies, which has taken over the Customs House on Sydney's Circular Quay this week with an exhibition on efforts to achieve the Millennium Development Goals, aiming to cut poverty, illness and illiteracy in the developing world by 2015. At the opening of that exhibition, correspondent Catherine Smybert caught up with the former Secretary-General of Caritas, Duncan McLaren, who emphasises the vital role that young people of faith can play in this struggle for social justice.
I think it's important to remind the kids that are here from all over the world that social justice is also at the centre of the Catholic faith. Catholic faith really is comprised of three things. One is worship, liturgy. The other is the preaching of the word and prayer. And the third thing is social justice. And what Caritas is doing is reminding the kids that are here to deepen their faith, that social justice is the very heart of their faith. This exhibition is on the Millennium Development Goals, which Kofi Annan described as a humanitarian agenda of the 21st century, dealing with poverty, HIV/AIDS, the imbalance of gender roles in the world, and basically trying to have poverty by 2015. So it's politically feasible to do this, but we're way behind with the goals. And what we need is the enthusiasm that's here amongst these children, amongst these young people. We need to harness that in order to get them to lobby the politicians who were in charge of the money in order to get the Millennium Development Goals really going. That's what it's about. And to see that as part of their faith, though, not to see it as something extra, but as the very heart of their faith, that social justice is there along with the other articles of faith.
Also on hand in Sydney this week to explain more about the work of Caritas is Confederation President Cardinal Oscar Rodriguez Maradiaga, Archbishop of Tegucigalpa in Honduras.
You know, we are a federation of 162 nations. Even in Russia, we have now Caritas in places such as Iran, for instance, where nobody could imagine that this can take place, because Caritas is motivating the solidarity of the world, especially for trying to alleviate the sufferings of the world, especially poverty, hunger, illnesses, and trying that to build a more just world.
Obviously, this is quite a task ahead, and this is why we're here today at World Youth Day, holding the Millennium Development Goal exhibition in Customs House, is to try to actually make that difference. But what is the reality ahead of us?
Well, I am happy that you are emphasizing this, because I am afraid that at the speed we go, we are not going to achieve the Millennium Goals. And I will be very sad that this beautiful intention could lead only to words, empty words. Why? Because with the prices of oil, with the prices of food, now only in the last 2 months, I was talking to some persons of the World Bank, the number of poor in the world increased by 100 million. So it means it's necessary to take actions, and I appeal to the G8 nations, because in the hands of them is the realization of these Millennium Goals. You know, there was a summit of the FAO office of the United Nations in Rome recently, last month. It was a failure, because unfortunately there was no political will of destining more money to alleviate hunger in the world. And of course, for weapons there is money, for war there is money, but unfortunately to alleviate the sufferings of so many people in the world. And the big danger is that without social justice, it's almost impossible to have peace in the world. So we have to be more active, trying to make conscience of this for the future.
and young people have to take that role as well.
Yes, and this is why I celebrate that we are having this kind of activities during the World Youth Day. It's not only making noise and singing and celebrating. Of course, that is very important. But to take a taste of the reality, it's very important.
Catherine Smybert speaking there with the president of Caritas Internationales, Cardinal Oscar Rodriguez Maradiaga from Honduras, and earlier you heard the former Secretary General of Caritas, Duncan McLaren.